So throughout this term, I've been making lots of connections between gender and true crime. And I guess I'm someone who is interested in that type of stuff to begin with. I am a sociology major. This is a topic I'm familiar with, but I'm also a criminal justice major. And every time we sat and read an article that degraded women in this class, it just pissed me off more and more. Like the other day, I was sitting in the library with Chelly, and I was working on my annotated bibliography for this exact project, and I was being slightly obnoxious. Like I was grunting and just making angry noises. And Chelly goes, "Geez, did I do something wrong? I was not as angry as you are doing that assignment." And I said, "No, I'm not annoyed with the assignment. I'm annoyed with this frickin' topic." So there I sat all term, listening to every podcast, watching every documentary, reading every article. Just realizing more and more that we as a society built a whole genre off of degrading women, which is at this point impressive that we hit it so well that it took a whole semester of studying this topic for me to even realize it. And I will digress slightly for a moment. I want to establish the fact that I'm not in some fit of feminist rage. This is a scientifically proven thing. I read this study by an honor student for her senior thesis, and in this thesis, she conducted an experiment where two articles about the same case relating to sexual assault were presented to two different groups of people. However, there were minor differences in the two articles regarding the language used to describe and frame the case. Small changes, such as referring to rape as unwanted sex, and then slightly larger changes, such as giving more background about the perpetrator and giving less background about the victim. So, one group read an article that framed the victim as being irresponsible and gave the perpetrator's testimony before the victim's testimony. And that group judged the victim, who was a female, I might add, much more harshly and said she was partially responsible for her own crime. That same group of people also said that the perpetrator should have served less time than he was given. And we can't say that's a social opinion because now it's a research scientific fact. Because the group that presented the case in a neutral way had much different opinions about the victim's fault in the crime and said the perpetrator got the sentence he deserved. But this is what happens so frequently in the media. We frame things with an intent to victimize and degrade women. Another study I read had results that clearly declared women, white women primarily, as quote unquote hypervisible victims. And then I read a literal textbook that investigated a case where there was a male and female victim. And shockingly enough, the male victim had to work to receive a victim status compared to the women that was given it automatically. She didn't work for anything. But why does this matter? Why does women being victimized lead to mass gender discrimination? And the short answer is, when we make women the constant victims, we open the door to put them down in other ways. Like the infamous Amanda Knox and Meredith Kircher case we talked about in this class. The two girls that were students in Italy, and then Kircher was found brutally murdered, potentially by her own friend, Knox. But as soon as it hit the media and the true crime genre, Kircher was a quote unquote sexualized, promiscuous party girl who was partly responsible for her own death. And another fact I just find absolutely amazing about this case is that when the media caught wind of it, seven newspapers had some variation of the word semi-naked in their title or opening sentence. And let me tell you, these newspapers didn't want Kircher's body to be a fact in the case. They wanted it to be the reason people cared about the case. These newspapers profited off of a murdered woman's dead body. And is it also not hysterical that the alleged murderer was nicknamed Foxy Noxy, the sex-crazed killer? And maybe you can brush this off and be like, yeah, whatever. But my question for everyone is to think about if this case was a man-on-man crime and not a woman-on-woman crime. How do you think it would have been reported differently? Do you think it would have even been reported? And that is why this matters. We allow true crime to demolish women and make millions of dollars while doing so. True crime is just opening the door for so many more genres, news sources, and really all of society to profit and enjoy the degradation of women.